I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now stop beating your gums and sound the attack.
All right. Hello, 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 and welcome everyone to another episode of the We Got the Chocolates podcast. In fact, this will be episode 19. I'm here with Sam. He's back. He's ready for another interview, fresh off of your golf day, Haz.
Yep, back again. Good to be here.
Magnificent. Thanks for coming. And we've even placed like a little filter in front of you there because your P's and B's were getting so aggressive in the microphone that we were really having to stamp those out.
Yeah, keen to see how this pop filter works.
It seems to be strong so far. And Mitch is here, obviously. Skin, welcome.
Lethal, yep. Thanks for having me. How are we going?
Your microphone's at an interesting angle there, Skinnold, but just make sure that you keep talking into that. That's not a skill that's very strong for you.
Yeah, no, as long as I'm close to it, we'll be right.
Okay, excellent. Exciting episode, guys. Obviously, people are aware of the format change. We are now doing, obviously, standalone interviews for any athletes that we are fortunate enough to have on the show. And today, guys, we have got a seriously impressive one. We're, in fact, very privileged to have one of the best opening batsmen in the country, I think it's fair to say, giving up his time to join us. He's played 11 test matches for Australia, 58 first-class games, 30 List A games and 10 domestic T20 games, playing for Queensland and the Brisbane Heat in Australia, and also Kent and Somerset in England over the past few seasons. Mitch, have you guessed who it is yet?
Well, I've got a little bit of inside knowledge, so I can comfortably say it's Matt Renshaw.
It is indeed. Skinnell. Matt, we're hoping that you have us. We've taken you off mute twice there because Haz is just so impressive with his knowledge of this particular thing. But are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, magnificent. Thank you very much, Matt. Thanks for being with us. Outstanding. Now, obviously, the first probably question that we have to ask you is, by all rights, you should probably be playing cricket currently, but you're obviously not. You've sat out of this particular Shield game. Are you all right? Is everything going okay?
Yeah, I just had a big case of gastro the night before the one day in the Gold Coast and still recovering, but a lot better now.
Okay, very fair. Great to hear. Haz, jump in.
Yeah, good news that he's feeling better. Hopefully you're back for the next Shield game.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, hopefully.
There's been a few going down. Hazlitt with his video camera hand and then Renner's with the gastro. It's all happening. Skin, you'll be a chance.
Yeah,
soon.
It's not ideal, but yeah, it was one of those things.
Yeah, that's right, man. Well, Renners, we've got to ask, I guess, you're born in Middlesbrough. I hope that's correct, and my pronunciation is not bad there. That's obviously in England, but I've just got a, it's a fairly obvious question, but I'm assuming that when sort of Australia plays England, as most recently in the Ashes, you're supporting Australia, or do you find yourself slightly torn?
Nah, I support Australia. It's pretty easy decision when you've played for one country and haven't for the other.
What about when it comes to other sports, Renner, such as soccer or rugby union? Do you go for England there, or are you still Australian?
Mainly Australian, but generally in those sort of sports, England, especially soccer, England seem to always win. So I like to sometimes just pick and choose. So one of the perks of being born in England and play for Australia, you can pick and choose a little bit. But I tend to always try and choose Australia.
Don't blame me there. England are probably better than us at those sports at the moment. And do you reckon you'll cop a bit from Marnus or Michael Nesser there about the Rugby World Cup final result?
Well, apparently they're not South African, so if they do give me any cop, I'll just manage to revert it back to them being Australian or not South African. So, yeah, I'll just try and pick and choose for that as well.
Yeah, fair call. Very smart.
And, Renners, have you found yourself sort of involved in any other code of football, obviously now living in Brisbane? Or have you jumped on the sort of Lions bandwagon? We know that Marnus was pretty big on getting around their success. Have you found yourself in a similar boat there?
I did sort of jump on their bandwagon a little bit, but in different circumstances, I think, to other people. I'd like to say I'd never really watched AFL before this year, but I had a mate playing in the Quaffle and a mate playing Div 5 for Mount Gravatt. So I started watching them and understood AFL a bit more. So I decided to start watching a bit more AFL. So that's my story of how I jumped on the bandwagon.
I love how you've covered like every possible base there. You've gone from the Lions and the Quaffle and then just thrown in some Div 5 as well to make sure that you've really got some of the amateur stuff in too.
Yeah, Div 5 wasn't very enjoyable to watch. We drove up to Bribie Island for one game. They lost 93-1. And they scored their 1 point in the third quarter and me and my mates went absolutely crazy.
I can't add much to the AFL there, Ren, but I know your father, Ian, is an associate professor of skill acquisition, I believe, at QUT. He was actually a lecturer for a couple of Lee's subjects.
Yeah, he was. He was my lecturer for probably three subjects, actually.
So I was wondering what sort of input he's had in your development as a batsman, any sort of unusual training methods he would use when you were growing up?
Probably the big one was if I got out, I had to go to bed one time and I got out first ball. I think I was about 6 or 7 and it was a foreign concept to me getting out at that time. You just lost 5 runs, so it didn't really matter. But he said, if you get out, you go to bed. And I think I tried a big booming cover drive first ball and nicked off. And he started walking in. I was like, no, one more chance.
All about and the punishments.
Two hours later, I was still batting.
What if like you started playing cricket at like 9 a.m. and you're just like, Matt, if you get out, you're going to bed. A bit of a daytime nap.
I think a few people in the squad, maybe Marnus, might have needed that. Might have needed a bit of sleep after some of the stories I've heard about it.
Yeah, very, very, very fair, actually.
Do you have any tips for parents who are sort of acting as a coach for their kid or players just trying to grow up and play test cricket for their country just like you have now?
I think for me, I never really thought I was practicing to become a test cricketer. It was just practicing because I enjoyed cricket. And I think with any sport, that's what I tended to do. But I think that's probably the big thing. You've got to enjoy the sport that you're trying to play.
Yeah, good call. Love it.
Very fair.
Hey, Renners, Mitchie, by the way, I understand you have a highest test score of 184, which is a pretty impressive knock. And I know I personally and probably a lot of people sort of thought of you as a more patient and defensive batsman. But you've since peeled off a list A 50 over 100 and obviously put on a bit of a clinic in the Big Bash last year as well. You hit 90 or 50 or something ridiculous.
We watched the highlights of that just recently.
Just before. So that was impressive at the Adelaide Oval. And I just wanted to ask which format you enjoy playing in the most and if there's one you particularly think you're best at, I suppose.
I think when you're going well, 4-day cricket's always a lot more fun because you're out there for a lot longer and you're making the bowlers tired and just frustrating them. But then I suppose hitting a few sixes and a 20-20 knock is always pretty fun as well.
Very fair. And what do you think was the secret to your success in that innings of 184 and how would that have been different to sort of what worked for you the day you whacked 90 in the Big Bash last year?
I think probably the big part of that was Warner scored 100 in the first session. The Pakistan bowlers were just worried about him and I think I was 20-odd at lunch and then 70 at tea. I was just trotting along with my own business.
They forgot that you were batting.
Yeah, they probably just forgot I was batting and they were worried about Warner and I just managed to sort of go on at the other end.
Yeah, right. Just keep ticking them over.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Perfect. And Like most batters, Ren, you fancy yourself with the ball, and rightly so. You've taken wickets in all formats of the game now. I believe you have composed a Matthew Renshaw 11 of players you've gotten out in cricket matches. So can you run us through that team, if you've got it handy?
Yeah, well, when I used to not bowl, I used to just get really bored in the field. So I try to convince a few guys to sort of start a fielding 11. So if you've caught someone, you can add them to your team. But no one was really buying that in my team. So
it's weird that didn't catch on, Renners.
Yeah, no, I thought it should have. Like, I got a couple of good guys in my team. But then I started bowling and got a couple of wickets. And I was like, I'm going to try and make an 11. And so I got an 11 from people I've got. It's got to be out in a game. So club game through to first class cricket.
Okay, good. So it has to be like a proper my cricket fixture that you can form.
Yeah, it can't be like Nets, because I'll have like anyone that I want to try and bowl to in the net.
Yeah, definitely not. So
I'd have a good I'll just claim a court long on.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Yeah, your net wickets. That'd be interesting. Yeah. That could be a new side that we'd like to talk through as well, but we might leave that for now and go to the real game.
Yeah, probably don't have that. What do you like? Would you like a description of how I got them out?
I'm not sure we have time for that, but
give us your Redders, when you start naming them, there'll be one that we will be like, oh, you're kidding, you got him out, and then we'll ask for the description, but maybe not.
I think there'll be a couple of those.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So opening, I got Max Bryant and Jake Weatherall.
Oh, handy.
Number three, a guy called Leo Carter, who plays first class cricket in New Zealand. Got him in club cricket.
Yeah, good player. Good player.
Number four, and he's going to be my captain, is Marnus Labuschagne.
Oh, okay. Well, this is one that we obviously have to hear about straight away. Let me stop you there. Talk us through, set us up here, Renners. Don't leave out any details.
Yeah, so he was just batting for Redlands. Redlands versus Turnbull, big derby game. He wasn't trying to score off me because he was a bit nervous about getting out for me, I think. I was bowling around the wicket and I sort of just fired one in. He tried to sweep, but it was too full. And bounce, hit him on the pad. Big turnaround, Nathan Lyon appeal, given him, and he was not happy.
Did he blow up, Marnus? We tend to not see him be overly fond of umpiring decisions, LBWs usually.
He still claims it wasn't out, but
never
as
out.
I said, it's in the scorebook. It's in my notes.
What is Manu's issue with that dismissal?
It's either pitched outside leg or missing off. Or
it
sort of changes every week.
And roughly how many times did you bring that up at training, Renners?
Enough.
All right, and who comes in after you, mate?
Probably, I don't know if he's sitting next to you, but one of the people on your tables at number five.
It's probably not Mitch. I don't know if you bowl to him.
No, I haven't bowled to him.
Hazlitt in.
Yep. Well, Hazlitt's in there at five.
I'm going to have to get the description there as well. Hazlitt, five, pretty high for you. How have you got him out, Redders?
He topped on trying to cut. Bowled. First ball of my spell.
It was a terrible ball.
No respect for Renner's bowling has.
Yeah, no, I should have concentrated a bit harder there for sure.
Oh, perfect. Number six, Ren.
Ben Dunk.
Yeah, it's handy. Jeez, that's handy. That was in the big
number
bash.
Number seven. Yeah, big bash.
Oh, huge wicket.
Number seven, keeper Peter Neville.
Yep, very handy.
Number eight, Pete Siddle.
Jeez, you've taken a lot more wickets than I realised, man. It's a good sight.
Yeah, and then number nine, James Bazley.
Yeah, huge. I can't wait to. Well, you better tell us about that one as well, because we know Baz will listen straight away.
This is one of my rogue red ball wickets. I got a first grade fifer against Redlands in a red ball game.
Oh, that is.
And I got Baz out with an arm ball. Bold.
Don't you only bowl arm balls?
Oh, that's hard.
Coming from me too. Yeah.
Oh,
And then number 10, Jack Prestwich, and number 11, Matt Tuneman. So it's very bowler light, because I think as soon as I get a wicket, they just bring their quicks back on, and I don't have a chance to get the bowlers out.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah,
I can actually help you out there. I've got a decent bowling lineup in my 11. I've actually made an 11.
Were you inspired by Renner, so you've made an 11 as
well? Yeah, I have been inspired. I went through back as far as I could in my cricket to check out who I got out in underage cricket as well as grade cricket and I haven't had as many bowls in first class.
Have you ever got Renner's out? Can you return the serve? No.
He can return the serve.
My number one is Matthew Renshaw.
same game.
No respect as well, trying to hit me over long on, who was already back and hit it down his throat.
Is that recent or is that years ago? Court Marnus too. Jeez, all the names featuring.
2 years ago?
Yeah, 2 years ago, I think, down at Peter Burge Oval at Redlands.
A long boundary straight there, Ren.
Yeah, I had the win though, so I thought I could get it.
And just deceived by the left arm orthodoxes of Hazlitt.
Yeah, you just got some drop there.
Yeah, standard. moving on, I've got Caleb Jewell opening with you, so Tassie player there. Got him out in under 19 cricket for state level, national level, I guess. Charlie Hemphrey at number 3.
Jeez, this is not a bad side.
Corey Hunter at 4. Andrew Goad at 5. I'm actually going to try and break a rule. I put myself at 6. Got myself out plenty of times in the middle.
You couldn't find a player, could you?
No, that's true. I had a couple of good first graders. The guy I actually was going to put in there is Ollie Davies, who's a New South Wales rookie contracted player. Good batter, but he was my next number 6. Yeah. But yeah, the bowlers is the real standouts. I got Nathan Horitz, Cameron Gannon, Mark Steckity, Mitch Swepson, and Billy Stanlake.
That is a serious bowling side. So
that's a good bowling side.
Yeah, we don't need to score the runs. We'll just bowl them out.
No, that'll be an interesting battle, your 11 versus Renner's 11, because he's going to score plenty of runs, his 11. But then your bowling attack is, I don't know. That's a good battle.
Yeah. I know, Ren, you've been pretty vocal in the past about your disappointment when I was your captain back in under-19s cricket for Queensland, and I decided to bowl myself a lot more regularly than you. Have you, forgotten that a little bit now, and can you forgive me?
I can forgive you now. I think, yeah, you were captain, so you bowled yourself. It's understandable.
Renners would do the same thing, wouldn't you, Ren?
I do the same thing when I play for Turnbull.
That's exactly right.
Got to do it, don't you?
Haz, I was pretty happy to see that my name did not appear in either 11 there. Yeah. In fact, and you actually have bowled to me. I hit you for 6 once. Do you remember that?
Do remember that. I did get a couple of wickets that game, but unfortunately, yours wasn't one of them.
Thank you. And Renner's has never bowled to me, so I'll probably retire hurt if he ever does, so I'll stay out of that 11.
You're not making the 11.
I'm not taking Peter Neville's place, I don't think. It's probably slightly bigger scalp there.
So we know you take your golf quite seriously as well, Ren, and you love that. However, during the recent Queensland Bulls golf day, your team made up of yourself, Mitch Swepson and Usman Khawaja ended up coming last. What do you put that down to?
Was it your camera work, Haz, that put them off?
No, I think that's just one of those things in golf days. You got to have high handicaps, and we didn't have high handicaps. I played the round the day before and handicap dropped by a shot, so I just shot myself in the foot a little bit.
So you think me having to pull out of your team at the last minute because of my finger injury really hurt your chances?
Yeah, definitely. You would have been off 18 and you can hit a golf ball. It's just the way that golf day works. I blame you, Hans.
Despite the fact my handicap is actually like 34 or something, but
can Hans actually play golf for anything?
No, I can't.
I don't know.
Oh, you've never seen him?
No.
I'd say he would slice them a lot over cover.
Both ways. Consistent at all. I wish I was. What's the best course you've played on worldwide, Renners?
I played at a few nice courses as well. I was over playing some county cricket this year. A few of the open courses, but I think St. Andrews was probably the best one.
Yeah, Ren, is that story too? Didn't you have to get up at like some ridiculous hour of the morning to line up to actually be a chance of playing on that course or something? I was trying to sort of follow that on your Instagram.
Yeah, so if you're a single golfer, like you're on your own, you have to go to the course at whatever time you think you'll get on. So like I asked someone, they said I'd probably get there 9 o'clock the night before. I was like, probably not going to do that. I like sleep.
Wow.
But I got there at 4 o'clock and I was the 7th person there, I think it was.
Jeez. So 4 a.m. you had to rock up.
Yeah, and then you wait until 6:30 and then you get a spot at the time, and my time was 3 p.m. Oh, so I could go back and have a bit of a kip and go and do some other stuff before I teed off.
That is very cool that there is that much demand to get into that golf course. That's pretty
yeah.
thing to tick off the bucket list.
I've been trying to convince Ren to give me a few hand-me-down golf clubs because I'm sure he's got plenty lying around the house as a fellow left-hander. And my golf set is currently a $30 set that I've got from a garage sale. So they're not the best, especially for a part-time, very, very part-time golfer such as myself. But it hasn't come through yet, unfortunately.
Well, the problem is I offered you something. You said, no, they're too expensive. So yeah. I couldn't do much else from there.
That's a constant theme on this show. I'm pretty tight with my money.
It's a very constant theme.
Right, exactly. Has, you literally play in one golf day per year anyway. When are you going to use golf clubs?
Yeah, very rarely. I played a couple of games this off-season actually to try and improve my skills, but yeah, that's pretty poor.
You can't play golf on a surfboard, Has. That's your issue.
Yeah.
It's a massive problem. Renis, back to you. Speaking of your Instagram feed, actually, and the lovely sort of grass, I'm sure you would have found some inspiration out of the greens that we've just spoken about there. But another hobby of yours clearly is landscaping too. You've got a serious passion for grass laying by the sounds. And where's that sort of passion come from? Where was that been inspired by?
I don't know. I just really like nice grass. It's funny because when I used to live at home, like mum and dad would make me like do some grass, like mow the lawn or do some stuff around the house. I just didn't want to. But since I got my own place, I wanted to make all the grass nice. And I think the main goal was to try and make a putting green, but that didn't work.
Oh, really?
It's very difficult to make a putting green.
What would you actually have to do to, maybe you're not the best person to ask because it's obviously been unsuccessful, but what would you have to do to actually get a putting green in your house or in your yard?
Well, I think I had the right grass. It couldn't get low or flat enough. It's just one of those things that the people who work on golf courses are paid the big bucks to do that.
You've actually got a competition going on at the moment with our head coach, Wade Seckham, and with who's got the best landscaped backyard and front yard, I believe. How's that competition going?
Yeah, well, it was supposed to be tonight that we this week that we judged it, but I think there's just sort of been a bit of a delay on that because my garden is still in the process of getting done. But the problem was his was already done. Mine was brand. Like, I did my whole garden up during this competition, so... I hope the judge, Paul Chapman, gives me a bit of leeway because of how much work I've done.
I did hear there was a bit of professional help for Chuck there. He's maybe paid a bit of money to get someone in to help him out there.
Yeah, he mentioned that to me very briefly today, but didn't really go into it. So I think I might be able to find a loophole where I just automatically win.
Certainly got to dig deeper.
I might need your help on that, Hat.
Get some legal advice there.
That's exactly right. Boys, you would not believe who is calling at the moment, but Marnus is literally trying to call, which is what that sound in the background is. But I've just declined him, so that's probably a shame. But
he's probably trying to rebut that he was.
Yeah, that's right. He's probably already, he's heard the audio already and he wants to be considered for the yard growing competition as well. I don't even know if he has any lawn in his house, actually. Does he ever get involved in these combos?
No, he's too busy talking about his grip and all that sort of thing that he talks about.
Well, there's another guy on this table that talks about his grip a lot, Lee.
Yeah, skin, honestly.
Always asking, how do you do it? How do you hold? Show me again, Has. Show me how you hold the bat.
Yeah, well, it changes all the time, man.
Yeah, probably true.
Oh, that's right. This is one I found quite interesting, Renners. I've never heard of this before, ever. I obviously tore my ACL at the age of 19. You tore your ACL at the age of 6. Is that correct?
It's not correct. I tore it at 10.
Okay. Good research, Has.
Yeah.
It's quality. 6, 10, it's no real difference there, I guess. Yeah. 10, though.
Well, I think still I tore it young. At 10 and then I had surgery at 16. So there's the 6 that probably has turned, but I tore it at 10 and had to wait 6 years till I had surgery.
That is loose. Talk us through that story. Like, how did you obviously do that? At 10 years
I was riding my bike to school. I was going down this hill and I tried to go around this guy and hit him and fell off my bike and tore my ACL.
Yeah, right.
Well, pretty quick story and pretty stupid from me, but...
Yeah, no, you've actually summarised that. You were fairly right to the point there, that is for sure.
Yeah.
But surely, Reddit, that would have been, like, obviously you're a competitive, like, sporting young person. Did that affect your sort of sporting endeavours? I guess also having to wait so long to get operated on. Like, surely, was that always a constant pain and issue for you?
Yeah, well, I was a really keen soccer player. I probably was better soccer player than cricketer at that age. And I wasn't allowed to play contact sport, which for me was soccer because I didn't play anything else. I played hockey and a few other sports, which are quite rogue, but soccer for me was the big one. I wasn't allowed to play anymore. Then I moved over to Brisbane and found out about winter cricket. So I played winter cricket for 3 years after that, which was pretty cool for a 10-year-old who loved sport.
And was there a reason that you had to wait so long to get it operated on? Like, was that literally just because you hadn't grown yet or something?
Yeah, I had to wait for my growth plates to finish growing, basically. Had to wait till I was 16 and had surgery on my 16th birthday.
That's unbelievable. Front foot or back foot for your batting runners?
Front foot.
Oh, so you still don't seem to have any issues jumping on that at the moment. Obviously, it hasn't affected you too bad in the long term.
No, it's more the subcontinent tours where I've got to move my feet a bit more and put more pressure on. Hazard probably know the physio.
Yeah, that's right. No, he has given us a few lessons in recent times.
You reckon you'd be dominating the Premier League by now if it wasn't for that injury, Ren?
Oh, you know, it probably has.
Who do you support in the Premier League?
Newcastle.
Oh, nice. Okay,
perfect. Yeah, I'm not one of those people who just jump on bandwagons and support like Man United or Liverpool.
Yeah, I was literally, when I asked you that, I thought there was a 95% chance that you were going to say Man United just because that's what everyone says.
No, because I'm born in Middlesbrough. I'm actually not a person who just looks on and decides what team I support.
Yeah, no, that's very, very fair.
Renners, I understand you've had a couple of issues that unfortunately played out in the public eye a little bit, to do particularly with your poorly timed bowel movement. I just wanted to know have you got that under control by now, or how's it going? Can you tell us a bit about that story?
Well, I thought I had it under control, and then I got gastro on Thursday. So I thought I was nailing it.
At least you like pulled yourself out of the game early doors to try and avoid a repeat of that.
No, I think I was on too much Imodium when the game started to really be worried. But that was a very fun incident looking back on it now. The India incident, which I presume you're alluding to.
Yeah, unless it's happened on numerous occasions, but certainly the India one was what we were speaking about. Yeah. That's the one.
And that's due to a lactose intolerance, Ren, is that right?
Yeah, I'm lactose intolerant and... I must have had, I didn't realise back then when I was in India, but I think India just sort of spurged it on in the end.
Yeah, and you love your coffees and surely milk and ice cream and that sort of thing. How do you get around it nowadays?
I got these little tablets that make me able to digest lactose. So if I know that I'm going to have a little bit of lactose, I take a couple of tablets and can be faulty, but I don't know, they're pretty good.
worth the risk, eh?
Renners, just like, this is obviously a bit off the cuff, but obviously with like, Haz has been to India, I went to India this year as well, and like I don't think anyone's ever been over there and actually not got sick. So is there like, you were touring obviously with the Australian team, like, so I would assume that there's sort of workplace health and safety standards are fairly high, but are there like massive precautions that you sort of have to take to try and make sure that that doesn't occur? Like, because otherwise there'd be people getting ruled out with gastro and stuff all the time. Like, it is the type of place where you do have to be quite careful, isn't it?
Yeah, you have to carry like hand sanitizer. You can only drink bottled water that hasn't been opened before, but you got to be really diligent with that. And if you slip up a little bit, you're gone.
Yeah, sometimes there's just nothing you can do about it. Just happens. But
That's what, when I was sort of watching that.
They do say that if you're going to get done, you may as well get done early and try and get yourself sick in the first couple of days. But
I'm not sure about that.
I wasn't keen to do that.
No.
Remember, Red is one of the great...
I just waited till day one of the test.
One of the great quotes from you two were just in that post-match interview, and obviously everyone was pretty rattled and Virat Kohli was sledging you about it, and you just said, when you got to go, you got to go.
Yeah, that I just had to go, and yeah, I was running back into the room. A lot of people don't see this because it was in the dressing rooms, but you know, in most toilets, when it turns into tiles from the carpet that you're in the dressing room.
Yeah, yeah.
So I run and sprinting. I'm taking all my pads off, trying to get to the toilet. I turn around the corner and get onto the tiles of my spikes. And as you can imagine, everything goes everywhere and I fall over about 2 meters from the toilet. So I have to try and quickly stand up and get up so I can get to the toilet.
Renners, you could literally make a Hollywood blockbuster about just that day for you. So many trials and tribulations.
I don't think anyone from America would really understand it unless you maybe into a baseball player or something like that.
That's true. Or we'd just send it to Brett Lee and get it in a Bollywood film, maybe.
Yeah. We could. You got Brett Lee's number?
How's he doing?
No, definitely not. Being an all-day game probably isn't the best sport to play if you're having troubles in that department. Bren, you're a Harry Potter super fan, and so which character from the movies do you see yourself as from Harry Potter?
Very good question, Haz. you've really dived in and gone deep about these questions, haven't you, mate?
Yeah, I must know you pretty well.
I just love the fact that out of all the questions that we've asked, that's the one that you're like, that's a great question.
No, I'm trying to think. I reckon Sirius Black.
Oh, wow.
I like him.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Ah, that's good. That's a crafty, crafty answer.
There were some arguments in the Queensland Bulls change rooms one day. I think it was a rain delay, and we decided to do an online sorting hat survey for for Harry Potter to see which houses we got put in.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, yeah. So which house were you sorted into, Ren?
I did this ages ago, probably about 4 or 5 years ago, and I was Slytherin. And then Uzi wanted me to do it again because he also thought he was Slytherin, but he hadn't done a test and he didn't want me being in Slytherin with him.
Yeah, Slytherin was very highly sought after, Slytherin, for most of the boys.
Yeah, Joe Burns did it and he got Gryffindor. And then 2 minutes later, Marnus did it and also got Gryffindor, and Joe was the most unhappy bloke in the dressing room. Marnus was just running around going, Gryffindor!
I'm not sure Marnus was the most unhappy. I think Jimmy got Hufflepuff, didn't he? I think he was a bit less happy.
Yeah, Jimmy got Hufflepuff and he wasn't happy.
Yeah, because no one even knows about Hufflepuff. They're like the ugly stepbrother that you never talk about. It's only Gryffindor and Slytherin that ever get mentioned after about the second movie/book.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I got sorted into Ravenclaw, which, you know, isn't the worst result. You know, they're not the famous houses.
That's the who cares cup again.
Yeah, but it's the better of those bottom two houses, surely, I reckon. Bit unassuming. but does a good job.
Yeah, okay. And that's where Harry Potter's first crush was. She was in that house, wasn't she? What was her name? Cho.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Maybe. Renner should know. Renner, I've just looked up this sorting hat quiz. Were these the type of questions that you were getting? What would you least like to be called? Ignorant, cowardly, selfish, or ordinary?
Yep, that's it.
But we didn't actually answer them ourselves. We got other people had to answer them for us.
It was a group vote.
Oh, yeah. So it's almost like a group bonding activity. Yeah.
So there were a few arguments going on, a few disagreements.
Who answered for you?
I think it was a rain delay, so we were all very bored. Yeah. And I think the indoor cricket game had been sort of called off. So
that wouldn't have made Marnus happy.
No, I think Marnus must have tried to hit one too hard and not walked.
Very fair.
What's your favourite Harry Potter book or movie from the series, Ren?
Half-Blood Prince on both accounts, book and movie.
Yeah, that's a good one, isn't it?
Okay. That's exactly what you said, isn't it, Mitch?
That was my favourite book. But I thought I went The Goblet of Fire is my favourite movie.
Yeah, I really like The Goblet of Fire.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
Order of the Phoenix is right.
Started watching all of them.
Yeah.
He just watched all of them, and you'll never guess what he asked me the other day.
Oh, please don't.
Bring in the Harry Potter books.
You're kidding.
No.
Has he ever read a book?
I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe like The Art of Cricket or something.
Yeah. So he's genuinely going to start from the start, Philosopher's Stone.
Yeah, I think so. I gave him book one. I said, if you need book two, I've got it in the car. And he's like, man, I'd take a while to read the book. So
get him on like but a... Renner, you're going to have to set up a reading program. And
I presume he's in the Aussie side. He's not going to be reading too many Harry Potter books around Steve Smith or something like that. That would strike me as something he'd do.
No, yeah, that's probably fair, actually.
Yeah, he has gone full circle. He was laughing at us at one stage for being fans of Harry Potter, but now he's joined the bandwagon. Yeah,
he's all about him now. Yeah. He can jump on a bandwagon, though, as we've already seen.
That's the line. Yeah.
That's wrong.
If you weren't a professional athlete, Renners, what job do you think you would have?
J.K. Rowling, book writer.
Coming in with the hot question.
Yeah, that's a standard one, isn't it?
Wasn't much of a segue there either, has you? Haven't given much of a warning. We just jumped from Harry Potter to his next profession.
Well, I think, I don't know, because most of my stuff I enjoy doing now is because of cricket, but probably golfer would be ideal. I reckon I'd really, really like to be a golf caddy.
You have caddied for someone, haven't you, Renan?
Yeah, my mate was in the Nudgee Pennant side, so I caddied for him, and we only lost one game, which is a pretty good record out of six.
Would you put that down to sort of your caddying tips and reading of greens now that you're also a lawn professional?
Yeah, I think, well, I'm the Queensland Bulls lawn advisor. Explaining to the boys why the outfield at the Gabba hasn't been great recently, because the rye grass around the Lions season hasn't died off because they made final.
That's right.
Yeah. Ren's always giving us all the details. About that.
I actually was wondering.
Yeah, I won't bore you with those details. But. Yeah,
but then, like, Ren, I thought the Metricon the other day when sort of there was a photo of Marnus there after his innings and like the turf in that looked pretty ordinary as well. So, but the Suns most certainly did not make the final. So it's their adjustment.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to speak to the groundsman because I was a bit preoccupied on a toilet, but I'll tell you what, if I had spoke to the groundsman, I would have found out for you.
That's right, and I'm sure it's the type of thing you can probably fix now as well, Ren. Ren, is there any questions that you'd like to ask us, and probably particularly has? Obviously, you get to hang out with him quite a bit, but just in case you sort of want to put him under the spotlight, we've seen that happen a couple of times to varying degrees of success. But obviously, we saw sort of that you were blowing up about the delay of the NRL game. That was something that we sort of had to go out and solve for you. Have you got any other gripes that you sort of want us to try and get to the bottom of?
Nothing really sport worthy. Just maybe, Haz, how old are you now?
24.
Are you still living at home?
We've heard this before, but I most certainly am, yeah.
In the last 3 weeks, have you moved out, Haz, since you got sprayed by Luke Feldman?
My parents won't let me go. They just miss me too much. I was an only child, I reckon.
That good of a bloke.
I don't think that's the case, Haz. Maybe just have a look at that realestate.com or try and get a sponsor from Domain and just see if you can buy yourself a home or something like that, because I'm sure your mum and dad want you out a little bit of space now you're 24.
I'll take lawn advice from you, but not financial advice.
Well, I was going to say, Renners, do you reckon that Haz will catch the bug for the lawn as well when he buys himself a house? Do you reckon he's going to...
I think if he does buy himself a house and move out by himself, he might catch the lawn bug, because he'll have to mow the lawn unless he buys himself artificial grass. But.
I would like a nice lawn. I'm not a fan of gardens and plants and that. I just want a nice open space, you know.
Flora and fauna, has. Just give us the lawn only.
Just to play a bit of backyard cricket or kick the footy around if there's a little bit of space at least, not taking up that space. With
you literally
gardens.
Hate okay, backyard well, cricket.
You've got my details. I can help lay some grass for you. A little bit of a charge, but
yeah, fair enough. Might be worth it, I reckon.
Oh, I'd hate to be in that bartering conversation.
I'll definitely lose.
Yeah, that's right.
Haz will come out with his $2 and $1 coins and just be like, "Here you go, mate."
Somehow, Renners, you end up paying him to lay his grass.
Yes, that probably will happen.
Oh, outstanding. Renners, the whip should probably let you go, mate. We know you're obviously got the gastro and on the mend, but when can we look forward to watching you in action again, mate? When's the next game that we'll see you play?
I think the next one is a Shield game at the MCG in a week and a half, I think.
Okay. Awesome.
But yeah, I think that's about it in Melbourne, so...
Be nice to get down
away
and play
from
on
the Gabba for a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to say, it'd be nice to get down and play in those southern states on hopefully flatter wickets than what we've had at the Gabba.
Yeah, that's
so right. You look at the Gabba scorecard at the moment, it doesn't look. It looks more southern state than Gabba.
Yeah, well, and us two are missing out on it.
Yeah, the games that you guys aren't playing.
Yeah. I blame you, Haz.
Perfect. Renners, we appreciate your time so much. Hey, thank you very much for catching up with us. You've been magnificent, and obviously we wish you all the best for the rest of the year, mate. We hope to see you back in Australian colours at some stage.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys.
No worries, mate. Thank you.
Cheers, mate.
Right, guys, that was our interview with Australian opening test batsman Matthew Renshaw. What a player, what a guy, very good, Has.
I think everyone out there has probably learned a lot about Matthew Renshaw that you might not have known in the past.
Yeah, we do thank you for that, bringing some of those questions that we obviously would have had no access to. So get yourself a pay rise, Has, very impressive.
Don't know about that, but we'll see what he has to say to me in person after that interview.
You were strong, Has. Very impressive. Mitch, well done as well. Chimed in with a couple of questions there.
Yep, thanks, Lethal. Very rare, but, you know, every now and then made an appearance.
Yeah, you didn't find yourself in either of the 11s that Has or Renners had got out, so...
Yeah, well, I don't think I've had the pleasure of facing either of them, so that helps.
We'd definitely be first picked if we had got him out.
Absolutely. That does increase your chances. Guys, we hope that you enjoyed listening to Renners as much as we enjoyed speaking to him. Obviously, if you did enjoy it, then we would encourage you to obviously get to Apple Podcasts, rate, review, subscribe, so you know that when new episodes are coming out. If you have any feedback or ideas for us, please send an email to hello@wegotthechocolates.com.au and Mitch, obviously we want people to continue to engage in our social media streams. We've had plenty of great ideas coming through on Instagram. Where else can they contact us?
Facebook, YouTube and Twitter, I believe, are sort of the three main goes.
Absolutely. Mitch is still setting up a website, actually, which is starting to look really schmick. So we will announce a release date for that. That'll be impressive.
Yeah, definitely get on board those socials. We've got a lot of stuff on there that you won't hear on the podcast. So some content there that's just for our socials.
Continues to inform people all week. We just never rest here at We Got the Chocolates headquarters.
Yeah, you're not wrong. And if you find us on those socials, give us a share as well. Try not to keep it too secretive.
Absolutely. Very, very fair, Skin. Yeah, we do. We genuinely love hearing from you. And obviously, we love talking about you. We'll continue to talk about you on the other episodes of the podcast this week. But thank you very much for being with us, guys. And we'll speak to you again next week.
Cheers.